Hello and greetings to all economic professionals. I hope you're all doing great. Today, we are back with another educational podcast focusing on sales techniques and strategies customers use to get the lowest possible price. When you are in business, whether you are purchasing products from a supplier, manufacturer, or even if you are a producer yourself, you're likely interacting with traders or middlemen to source your raw materials. Thus, either you or your customers may employ the techniques we'll discuss today to negotiate better prices. One of these techniques is called anchoring. It's like when someone throws an anchor without caring much about it where it lands. In sales negotiations, customers often use this trick. For example, imagine a product is priced at $60 million or $60,000, or let's say even higher and even lower. Without much effort, the customer suddenly says, "Will you give it to me for $50?" This is a sharp price cut, and it puts you in a tough spot. You're unsure how to respond because it's much more than the discount you're willing to offer. This can leave you feeling stuck, not knowing how to reply. Sometimes you might want to try this technique on your supplier too, to see how they react. The ways people respond to this tactic vary. Some people might say, "Okay, let's discuss it more," while others, particularly larger brands, might say, "No, we can't sell it at that price," and we simply end the conversation. You need to be aware that once communication is cut off, the deal is over. So always try to keep the conversation going and not let it break down. Maintaining good relations is crucial. In the sales process, it is essential to understand the customer's needs well and give them a good feeling about doing business with you. This way, you can neutralize the customer's tactics. For instance, if you build a strong connection with your customer, they may be less inclined to use negotiation tricks on you. In negotiations, being friendly can be more effective than any other strategy. If you can become friends with your customer, the dynamic changes entirely. For example, if you were buying something from your parent, would you haggle for a lower price or would you gladly offer them to pay more to support them? When you become close to your customer, the same principle applies. They are less likely to focus on lowering the price and more on things like receiving the product on time or ensuring its quality. Therefore, the key is to steer the conversation away from the price and towards other concerns. When customers focus on these factors, they are less likely to negotiate hard on price. If you master these techniques, you will notice that many customers won't even try to haggle over the price. I always emphasize that when a customer tries to negotiate price with you, you can only go so far. You can't sell a product below your cost price. So, how do you close a deal under these circumstances? You need to steer the conversation in a way that resolves the issue and makes the sale happen. What is your approach in such situations? So, if you understand that if you had done certain things correctly beforehand, the negotiation wouldn't have reached this point. The customer wouldn't have made such a statement. If you've made some mistakes and reached this point where the customer is trapping you with a tough position, you're stuck in a situation where you have no way out. The price has been targeted and you can't escape or make foolish remark. Even though the customer has made this move, now the negotiation is in your hands. I've taught you that you need to lead the negotiation. The customer shouldn't decide the price. The product is yours and you should determine its value. When the customer suddenly drops the price significantly, they do it because they see you as weak in the negotiation. I've talked about this in previous sessions. I mentioned that people tend to take advantage of something they perceive as weak. For example, if you see a wall made of sugar cubes, you may want to knock it down. But if you see a well-built wall, you would want to keep it intact. A child would likely to knock down the sugar cubes just because the structure looks weak. Many people use such tactics when they perceive weakness. Therefore, you need to behave correctly from the beginning to avoid reaching this point. If, however, you still find yourself in this situation, here is an essential point. You don't have to accept every claim made by the customer immediately. If you know your own purchase price and the customer suddenly if you know your own set purchase price and the customer suddenly suggests an incredibly low price, you should question how they arrive at that number. Ask them in a non-confrontational manner, not to imply they are foolish, but to understand whether their budget really is that low or if they are undervaluing your product. You need to identify the reason. If they say, "I know your product is worth 60, but I only have 50, it means their budget is limited. However, if they're trying to undervalue your product, it is a different situation. The context matters greatly. If the customer thinks your product isn't worth the price, they will negotiate aggressively. But if they acknowledge this price but claim they can't afford it, they might be open to negotiation. You need to discern their true intention. If someone is just trying to lower the price by any means, they will keep pushing you to decrease it further. But if they genuinely want your product, but have a budget limit, they might still be willing to negotiate up to a certain point. Understanding the underlying intent is crucial. If their attitude is that your price is unjust, they will push you as hard as they can. But if they genuinely like your product, but have financial constraints, they might be more reasonable and willing to settle at a price closer to what you want. So, you need to first be able to understand the customer's mindset and determine which type of person they are. Based on that, you can then implement your own techniques. Pay attention. Every time you suggest a price and they say it's still high, this usually means you haven't understood the intention. If you start negotiating, then the customer insists on a much lower price than you can offer and keeps rejecting your offers by saying the price is too high, they are using a technique to push you into a corner. You might find yourself in a position where you want to complete the deal and make more profit, but you don't want to give too much discount either. This can create a dilemma where you don't know what to do. Remember, if the customer keeps saying the price is too high, it often means they are using a standard technique to negotiate. They might have learned this as the only technique for getting discounts. When a customer responds with, "Your price is too high," it is usually their first strategy. This approach is not specific to your product. Many customers use it across different products. You might have used similar techniques yourself to negotiate discounts. To handle this, ask yourself, if the customer found a better deal elsewhere, why did they come to you? Why didn't they just buy from the cheaper option? This question will help you understand the true intention of the customer. You should be a skilled negotiator and understand all these nuances. Don't be easily fooled or doubt yourself. Understand that these are techniques used by the customer. For example, if a customer says your price is too high and you adjust your offer to, say, 56 and they still insist the price is too high, they might be trying to push you further. In this situation, you should recognize that they are using a technique to test how low you can go. One common technique is showing extreme surprise. For instance, if the customer asks for a price and you say 60, they might react with a shock, saying 60. This is a technique to see how far you're willing to reduce the price. Another technique is to say they will buy in bulk if you lower the price, trying to convince you to agree to their terms. You should be aware of these techniques and be prepared to handle them professionally. Practice these scenarios and refine your responses. Record yourself and practice reacting to different pricing tactics. Remember, negotiation is like acting, and you need to play your role well. Don't just listen to the advice. Practice and apply it. See how you can implement these techniques and handle different types of customers. This is essential and crucial for effective negotiation and achieving the best outcomes in your deals. So dear ones, listen carefully, write carefully, practice carefully, and execute precisely. Then you will see that every customer you meet, they will become fans of you, and everyone will buy from you. You will have mastered the sales process correctly, increased your advertising rates, and the most customers will buy from you. This is outstanding and beautiful, and you will become a professional trader. Another technique that many use for getting discounts is to negotiate based on volume. For instance, they ask you the price per kilogram of honey and you say it's about, you know, $6. Then they push for discount, asking for a lower price for a bulk purchase like 10 tons. In reality, they might only need 1 ton, but they are using bulk volume to negotiate a lower price. You need to understand whether they are genuinely interested in buying in bulk or if they are just trying to get a discount. If you offer a discount and they don't buy, it can determine your pricing strategy. Conversely, if you don't offer a discount and they still don't buy, you might regret not giving a bit of leeway to close the deal. So, be cautious with these tactics. Understand that many customers use these strategies to test how flexible you are with discounts. Practice these scenarios, recognize these techniques, and respond effectively. Often, when you get a customer asking for a discount, they might not really intend to buy in bulk. They are testing your limits. When you're negotiating, ensure you don't give away too much too easily. Many times a consultant might ask how much discount to give based on the volume of the volume a customer is requesting. From my experience, customers use these techniques to get the best deal. So I often suggest meeting in person to discuss and finalize the deal, ensuring that the customer is generally interested. It is crucial to set up conditions where you can handle negotiations face-to-face, which often helps reveal the true intents of the customer. Prepare for all these situations and understand the customer's mindset. Make sure you have strategies in place for all possible scenarios. Practice responding to various negotiation tactics and understand the underlying strategies customers use. This preparation will help you handle negotiations better and achieve successful outcomes. So practice these techniques, prepare your responses, and become adept at handling all kinds of customers. Your negotiation skills will improve significantly, and you will become a more active and successful salesperson. The story of negotiation is about building rapport with others. If you notice someone is being manipulative or using deceptive tactics to get a discount, you need to recognize these strategies and handle it accordingly. You should understand their approach and respond in a way that maintains a good relationship while protecting your pricing structure. Remember, negotiation isn't just about exchanging offers. It has a process and etiquette. It is not about rigidly sticking to pre-learned responses. You need to be flexible and adaptable, much like a soft sponge rather than a solid wall. This way, you can handle customer demands and with grace rather than rigidity. Sometimes customers use childish tactics to get discounts, such as acting like they are not getting the best deal, and you should respond with the same level of playfulness, but remain professional. Don't react with harshness or aggression. Finally, when a customer uses threats to get a discount, such as saying they have a better offer elsewhere, give yourself some time to think and consult with your colleagues. Let them know you need a few moments to reveal their request and get back to them. This pause will prevent you from rushing into a decision and give you time to evaluate whether you can offer a better deal or not. Remember, if the customer is using manipulative tactics, it is a sign they are trying to test your limits. Be prepared to handle such situations with patience and professionalism. It is feasible to make a deal that still remains your margins. Go for it. Otherwise, please stand with your ground and explain why you can't go lower. Practice these techniques. Understand the various techniques customers might use and refine your negotiation skills. This will help you handle negotiations better and achieve better sales outcomes. I hope these points are helpful and that you practice them thoroughly until they become second nature. Good luck with your sales efforts, and I will see you in the future training sessions.